everyone. I'm Gypsy Rose Blanchard. So viewers will see in this season of Life After Lockup my struggles and mistakes I made, how I handled myself. I'm excited about motherhood. I get to share with my child the things that I didn't get to experience as a child myself. And Ken and I grow as a couple, seeing how we navigate parenthood, seeing how we navigate our relationship. It's going to be great.
Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup. New season premieres tonight at 9. Only on Lifetime.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Serena Bellissimo, entertainment journalist John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, are with me. Recommendations of what to watch, and you've both seen Zero Day.
Well, John had to see it because it stars his very new best friend.
Sorry, yeah.
Do you want to give it another mention for anyone
Robert
who missed
De Niro
it?
Last week. Well, actually, Angela Bassett, who stars in it, is on the show this week.
Here we go.
All right.
What did you think of it, Serena, Zero Day?
Sorry, what is it about? What's Zero Day about?
So he is an ex-president.
My good friend Robert De Niro.
Your good friend Robert De Niro is an ex-president. And there has been a cyber attack on America, and Angela Bassett's president asks Robert De Niro to come back and try and find out what happened. That's the gist of it, isn't it?
As a kind of consultant, like...
Well, no, he's going to take the reins of a new organisation that's going to try and figure out, because the cyber attack was pretty deadly and brought America to a standstill. Like, it has vibes of 9/11, except it's all from a smart card or whatever. I thought this was pretty nail-biting TV.
I loved it. Usually like this makes me really nervous and I can't watch unless I know the ending. But I thought it was brilliant. And I think, look, Robert De Niro brings a gravitas to it because it is Robert De Niro. But I thought Netflix executed this perfectly, because sometimes when you have series like this, they go for far too long.
Well, I was going to say, does it have the classic two episodes in the middle that are pointless?
No,
it doesn't. Okay.
It all, and no, definitely.
All right. Because there's only six episodes.
Yeah. Other showrunners probably would have been tempted to push this to 8.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad they capped it at the 6. And you couldn't have done it at 4. Because I was like, could you have done it at 4? No, you need every little story that they bring in. Mm. And Robert De Niro has attracted the likes of Angela Bassett. Jesse Plemons, who plays his gopher,
is fantastic in it. And there's great backstories to the other characters as well.
He's your man in Friday Night Lights. Is that it?
He's
married to Kirsten Dunst.
That's the one.
Okay, yeah.
Orange haired.
Not Claire Danes.
No, that's what I was thinking of.
The other one.
He's a brilliant actor. He's fantastic. He was in Power of the Dog. You know him when you see him. Is he handsome? I don't know. He's an unusual looking guy.
Do you know what? As the years are getting on, becoming more and more good looking. He's usually the character actor.
Yeah.
But he's so good.
He's lost a huge amount of weight for this.
He has. And Connie Britton is in this. Matthew Modine. Like, it is so good. I actually apologized to my husband. I went, I'm really sorry. I need to watch this. I will watch it with you again, because I think there's a movie a show. That's the thing. It felt like I was watching 6 movies back to back, because it was so,
it's
the quality is amazing.
It's real prestige TV.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Robert De Niro. No, sorry.
Go on.
We need to stop that now. It's enough, Carol. Stop. Come on.
Do you know what, though, John? I was watching it and I was thinking of you as I was watching it, going, I think you got Robert De Niro on a really good day, because he's actually proud of what he's done here. It's a great watch.
You'd really enjoy it. It's prestige TV. It's the reason why sometimes you watch a TV show instead of a film, I would suggest.
It's called Zero Day. All episodes available.
Yep.
All right,
now,
all episodes available.
And sorry, where's your interview available again if anyone missed it?
all the social media platforms you'll find me on. Thank you, Serena.
All right. No more plugs now. That's it. You've done it for this week.
He's already mentioned Angela Bassett.
I know he did. I know. Of course he did. Of course he did. So The Gorge, John, you've seen this. This is on Apple TV.
Yeah. Now, this is interesting. I really like the premise of this. So Miles Teller and Anna Taylor-Joy basically are sent into the wilderness. We don't know where they are. They're both great marksmen and markswomen, whatever the correct nomenclature is for that.
Markspeople.
Markspeople, now you said it. And they don't know what they're doing apart from they're being told to mind a gorge. And it looks like it could be in the Yukon or somewhere, but you really don't know. And they don't know each other are there until they get to this gorge. And they're both in this kind of turret, and they have all the food, and they're told they have to stay there for a year. And I won't say any more other than there is evil in the gorge that they have to protect us against, and they're told not to communicate with each other, and they kind of start to do. And I don't want to say much more than that. I didn't love this, but it's a very interesting idea. Like saying it's like a Beckett play is a bit bizarre, because it's not. But the first hour of it is very quiet, because they're just in their little turrets communicating each other with signs, because they're not allowed to cross the gorge.
They're on opposite sides of the gorge.
Yes, of the gorge, in these massive turrets.
Okay.
All the food they need. They have whiskey if they want, that kind of stuff. There's like binoculars that they can see each other. The second half gets a bit, the evil becomes known to us, and then it turns into something else that you might have seen before. But for the first hour, I was like, wow, this is really weird and different. It went off a little, but Friday night, something easy to, well, not easy, but something diverting to watch. I think you could do worse.
A movie,
sorry.
All right.
The Gorge.
Horror?
2 hours. Touch, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, so intrigued? You should be. As I said to Anna, stop.
No, stop, really. The Gorge, it's on Apple TV. Serena, this is Disney Plus.
I've never watched Peaky Blinders. I've never had an interest in watching Peaky Blinders. I might now that we're getting the film and stuff. I feel like a lot of people who have watched this have said, if you're missing Peaky Blinders, you should watch this.
Okay.
Right? It is a period drama. It's set in the 1880s. Where it's really interesting is that it's based on actual real events and real people. There's two friends who have come from Jamaica, and they've come to England. It's the 1880s. They've come straight into like the criminal underbelly. There's bare knuckle fighting. There's a queen who's played by Erin Doherty. And if you watch The Crown, she played Princess Anne. Mm. And when I say she's a queen of a gang, right? Okay. So she's nothing like Princess Anne here. And then there's also Stephen Graham's character as well, who's involved in the fighting and in the gangs. I'm just not really into period drama, so I found it hard. And I love anything that centres around, I'm a pacifist, but love boxing films and boxing TV, right?
Mm.
I couldn't get into this, but don't take my review as the one that you should be listening to, because anyone who loved Peaky Blinders is saying, this is amazing. Mm. I watched 6 episodes. I struggled to get through all 6. I found them a little bit long. The sets are incredible. The costumes are incredible. The acting's amazing. It's just, if you're not into period drama, this might not be your thing. I did need subtitles sometimes because I couldn't understand all the different English accents. They were like, some of them were a bit really East End. So
1,000 Blows. It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
From Friday. So one episode a week or all of them?
No, all 6 are available now. And look, if you are into that type of thing, you're going to love it. It's not me.
You have a documentary you want to recommend.
I do. Now, this is a bit left of field. So there was a documentary about Luther Vandross that got like a day cinema release, it seems, back in January. But it's made it onto Sky. Luther, never too much. Like, I always loved Luther Vandross. He's just one of those beautiful, soulful R&B voices. This is a great straight-ahead documentary that's now on Sky. I watched it Sunday night. I just thought it was delightful. He's a fascinating guy. He struggled with weight a lot, and everyone seemed to talk to him in every interview about weight. They handle his sexuality really well. But he was this singer who in a way never got the kudos he deserved. When you like this is a crazy thing to say, but to me he had a more evocative voice than Prince or Michael Jackson.
No.
When you I'm telling you, it's a thing of rare beauty that I watch this documentary.
Okay.
Because he deserves a bigger place in the pantheon of great soul voices.
Most people would know him from, you know, Linda Ronstadt. They had that duet I don't know the name of the duet. I'm seeing it in my head.
That wasn't him. That
was that not him?
That was another guy. No.
Was that not Luther Vandross?
People will know him. His most recent song before he passed away was...
Oh, is he dead?
Yeah, yeah. He died in 2005. The one about talking to my father. Never Too Much was his big hit in the 80s. Never Too Much. Never Beautiful.
Yeah.
I have no voice like Luther Vandross's.
All right. The Monkey. You haven't seen this now.
I haven't seen it, but it is a big stylish horror from the guy who gave us Long Legs last week about a monkey.
Sorry, I'll come back to you, John, but yeah. Serena has just
it's Aaron Neville.
Won the Neville Brothers.
Yeah, right, okay. So it wasn't Luther Vandross. You were saying.
The Monkey. People are raving about this. It's a horror from the guy who gave us Long Legs. It's based on a Stephen King short story. Very atmospheric horror.
All right. That's okay. The Monkey in cinemas. John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time. Angela Bassett on the show this week. Serena Bellissimo, entertainment journalist. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Hey everyone, I'm Gypsy Rose Blanchard. So viewers will see in this season of Life After Lockup my struggles and mistakes I made, how I handled myself. I'm excited about motherhood. I get to share with my child the things that I didn't get to experience as a child myself. And Ken and I grow as a couple, seeing how we navigate parenthood, seeing how we navigate our relationship. It's going to be great.
Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup. New season premieres tonight at 9. Only on Lifetime.